You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. True Lerner is now here. He's with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, too.
Like me, I hear that you're traveling. Where are you today?
I am in Montreal, Canada. Just got through speaking to a group of farmers and brokers here, and I'm on my way to New York, and hopefully I'll get back to Kansas City before the night's over.
Wow, so you've got some serious traveling to do. I know that it's been cold here. Is that because you sent all the Canadian cold south, or are you suffering through some really cold temperatures there too?
Actually, the eastern part of Canada is not too bad right now. They had a little bit of snow not too long ago, but overall they're doing pretty well. Not as cold as the heart of the Midwest or the Northern Plains. Both those areas are just going to get really tough here for the coming weekend. It looks like some negative teens and negative 20s are going to occur across the northern plains, and the northern part of the Midwest will end up with probably, temperatures getting down at the negative single digits, but a fair amount of snow is going to precede the event. I think we'll probably see anywhere from 2 to maybe 7 inches of snow coming up here over the weekend, and it'll begin probably tomorrow in some areas in the northern plains from Iowa back into Montana. It'll kind of fall apart a little bit and then restart again on Friday. And Friday into Saturday will be the big snow event. And then the super high pressure system that's going to come in and give us all the big chill will come in right after that, with probably Sunday morning coldest in many areas across the northern half of the plains and the upper Midwest. And then we'll probably push that cold into the rest of the Midwest as we go from Sunday into Monday.
Are we still talking about highs below zero for Sunday?
Well, certainly for the upper parts of the Midwest, yes. I think the lower Midwest will probably see teens, maybe a few spots will stay in the single digits. It's going to be a fairly quick punch of cold, so it won't stick around too long. But for about a 48-hour period there, it's going to be real nasty. So build your fire, get your firewood, get ready to go, and just kind of hunker down for a couple of days, and we should get ourselves out of the cold pattern for a little while as we go into next week. So there's hope on the horizon.
On the subject of next week, producers in Argentina sure would like the rainfall to come next week. What do you think the possibilities are?
There will be some significant rain that occurs across much of Argentina as we go through the late weekend and all of next week. And the amount of rain that falls should be significant enough in about two-thirds of the corn and soybean producing areas to really do a good job in relieving that area of the extreme stress and heat that's going to occur over the next several days. I am a little concerned about the southern parts of their corn and soybean country that may still need rain after next week, but this is certainly going to be a significant event that will bring an opportunity for relief. But like I said, we're going to have the subsoil moisture situation depleted pretty good by the time we get into the weekend coming up, and there's no moisture in the topsoil. So it's going to take multiple inches of moisture to restore the whole profile. And we'll get good at the topsoil, but it'll be important to see some follow-up rain later this month in order to prevent that from going back dry again.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
You bet. Safe travels to you, and have a great day.
And the same for you. That, of course, is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report.